Hello.
Hello. Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name is chosen at random and your individual answers are completely confidential. First of all, can you please tell us what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
From college.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, yes or no?
No.
And can you please tell us what is your race or ethnicity?
White.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Columbus, or like many people, are you not registered? Yes?
Okay. No, I'm registered.
And as you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus, though sometimes things come up that prevent people from voting. But at this time now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you very certain? Probably will vote, 50-50 chances, or will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
I will vote. Definitely.
Almost certain? Okay.
Yeah.
And do you plan to vote by mail, vote early in person, or vote in person on election day?
In person on election day.
And how motivated are you to vote in the November general election on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you are not at all motivated, 5 means you are somewhat motivated to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. Which number?
I'd say I'm a 10.
10, extremely motivated. And I would like to rate you how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel very somewhat favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or you have never heard of the person, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
The first one is Andrew Ginther. From 0 to 10, how will you rate him?
10 is good, right?
Yes, 10 is very favorable.
Yeah, 10.
Is that a 10? Okay. The Columbus City Council, in general, from 0 to 10?
Probably 8.
8. Farhan Jetty, from 0 to 10?
8.
Louis Gill?
I don't know him.
Never heard of, okay? And what about Joseph Motil, from 0 to 10?
If he's a Democrat, I'll vote for him.
But just based on what you know about him, from Joseph Motil, from 0 to 10, how would you rate him?
Maybe 5.
5. Adrian Hood, from 0 to 10?
5.
Nick Bankston?
5.
Emmanuel Remy?
5.
Nancy Day Akower?
5.
And Shannon Harding, from 0 to 10?
8.
8, okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We are 75%. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? The first one, I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing, or I would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go in a new direction. The first one or the second one?
Probably the first one.
Okay. And if the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Andrew Ginther or Joseph Motil?
Oh, okay, Ginther.
And if the elections were held today and the candidates were Emmanuel Grimmie or Adrian Hood, for whom would you vote?
I don't know. Probably the woman.
Okay. And if the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jetty?
Probably Farhan.
Okay. And if the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Day Akwar or Luis Gill?
Nancy.
Okay. And how certain are you that you will be voting for Nancy Day Akwar for Columbus City Council? Very certain, somewhat not too certain, or not at all?
Not certain.
And lastly, this is basically the last part. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. Think this November there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City school district for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvement that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding 3 mils for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding 4.7 mils for general permanent improvement at a collective rate not exceeding 7.5 mils for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts to $274 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value for a continuing period of time commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Strong.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children or under age 18, yes or no?
No.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden,
Biden.
The Democrat? Okay.
Yeah.
And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimated fine?
$35,000.
Okay. And okay, this concludes the survey, and thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us, and thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a good
Bye.
Night. Bye.
Thank you as well.